Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, July 3rd, 2020. Today he is talking about our power and our purpose. You are all extremely powerful beings. Much is happening as humanity prepares for the pandemic restrictions to be eased, and then hears that in certain areas new restrictions are being brought into effect. It is very confusing for you, but those who are setting the restrictions are themselves very confused because the situation is not unfolding as they had planned and intended. There is much resistance arising as people all across the world come to the realization that they are being asked to conform to rules and regulations that are ineffectual in controlling the pandemic, while severely restricting their basic human rights. Those who would control humanity are finding that they are no longer able to do so, and this will shortly begin to be reported in the mainstream media as those media start to reclaim their own right to report the real news instead of promoting the views of those who have been controlling them. Truly, the collective awakening of humanity is very close, and so it makes the most sense for you to prepare to celebrate rather than to worry yourselves unduly by attempting to guess what will happen next, either locally or globally. You do know that the divine plan is unfolding perfectly, the only possible way for it to do so. Therefore, continue to set the intent at least once daily to be only loving whatever arises. When you do that, you open your hearts to invite love to enter, which it does immediately, and then it flows powerfully into your energy fields to interact most beautifully with the energy fields of anyone about whom you think, even only momentarily, and of course also with anyone to whom you talk, text, Zoom, or meet in person in order to commune, uplifting and inspiring them as they feel the loving energy surrounding you and which is enveloping them in those moments of togetherness. You are all extremely powerful beings, and the more frequently and intently you choose to be only loving, the more effective you are in carrying out your particular assignment in the collective awakening process. Remember, each of you is playing an absolutely essential part that only you can play. So trust yourselves, trust your intuitive guidance. We are always with you, ready to offer our assistance should you choose to call on us. And go about your daily lives knowing that you are, in every moment, precisely where you are meant to be in that moment. Whatever occurs or arises in the moment is a wonderful opportunity for you to move the awakening process forward as you choose to respond to it lovingly, just as you planned before incarnating when, with love and total freedom, you chose to volunteer to be in form at this time. To awaken, as you are all doing, is to move from fear to love as you think, speak, and act. And you all chose to be in form as humans at this time in your spiritual evolution to do just this. You do not need to think deeply about what it is that God, Source, Divine Wisdom wants of you, because it just wants you to be here now, being yourselves. Release yourselves from any egoic masks that you may have fashioned for yourselves as seemingly insignificant human beings to wear in public. That is, when you were not alone and used to believe that who you are had to be improved on when interacting with others. Because not only do they no longer serve you, they seriously distract you from your divine work of being love in action. You are all here on a divine mission for which you volunteered, and love, in her divine wisdom, accepted your offer. There is no separation, all are one, and therefore everyone is involved and has their own personal assignment in the ongoing human awakening process, an individual assignment that no one else can do for them, because until you awaken, you are still engaging with the dream or illusion of separation. What you are all doing cooperatively is creating the most wonderful event that has ever happened on planet Earth. It was brilliantly planned eons ago, at the moment when the collective choice to experience the unreal state of separation was made and put into effect, and now is the moment in which it is to come beautifully to fruition. Remember, there are no accidents and no coincidences, because all is divinely planned to assure total joy for all that is, you and you and you. And you. The free choice to experience separation was not unexpected by Source, but until it was actually put into effect, it was not appropriate to design a program to bring the experiment to its completion. There is only now, and in the now, all is designed, created, and put into effect. Everything, every situation, event, opportunity, activity, interaction occurs now. To repeat, there is only now. Humanity is awakening now, and that is the divine will, and therefore humanity's will, because there is only one will, the divine will, your will. Therefore, relax. Enjoy these last few moments when it seems that separation from Source is real, knowing as you do that all is divinely taken care of and your return to joy is imminent and inevitable. Your loving brother, Jesus.